We're back now with Gino Raffaro and Mike Mann. They are both involved in web development and in internet social causes. So, guys, let's get back at it. Gino, tell me a little bit more about what your plans are for my website. You know, you've taken an overview, you've looked under the hood. What's next after you do a general analysis? Hold on, Dave. Dave, just hit the board, Dave. Just hit it once. Go, Gino. I think we can hear you now, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. I told Dave, hit the board. It worked.
All right. Well, the goal is obviously to increase traffic. So first we set whatever goals we're trying to accomplish. For you, we want to, you know, set at least 2 to 3 times your traffic, your social followers, as well as other sites linking in.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to increase my traffic, increase some social interaction, and get some cross links, which starts the SEO engine going.
Correct.
And then we're going to use some blogging. You're going to work with my blog guy, give him some good terms or whatever. I don't know.
Right. So, again, going back, we basically take a comprehensive approach, incorporating SEO. So there's a lot of organic links to your site, optimizing your site for SEO, as well as we'll even throw in some PPC, as paid pay-per-click advertising on certain keywords. So eventually help generate more listeners as well as help your sponsors as well. So it's all targeted.
So it sounds like you take an integrative approach, taking all the different platforms, putting those platforms together to maximize the reach that my radio show and my website have.
Correct. If someone's online and they're searching for something that's very specific to what you do, you only have one chance at it typically. You know, sometimes people search 2 or 3 times, but usually people make that decision on the very first search.
Oh, and they look at the top 3 people.
Exactly.
You know, what I did is I focused on making Jim Fried number one. So now you search Jim Fried, I'm the number one Jim Fried. So there's a guy that's pissed off in Nebraska somewhere who was the number one before I got started. But that really doesn't do me any good unless you're specifically looking for me. It doesn't really generate anything new from people that are just looking.
Correct.
Oh, well, okay. At least I understand. Maybe I should go to work for you, Gino. I know that Rocco is just, you know, he's just having a great time. So, Mike, tell me a little bit more. So you got started. You were in these social things that you were trying to get accomplished. And I sort of agree with you that we have a little bit of problem in Washington and other government places where people are more concerned about themselves than they are the people. But that's a story for an entirely different show. So tell me, what are you trying to accomplish there with the different organizations and things you're doing, Mike? Did we lose Mike? Dave? Dave, what's going on back there? I don't hear him.
And
there he is.
We build these corporations to the best of our ability. And at the same time, there's my book, which is a free download at makemillions.com. And that supports a lot of the business concepts that we're working on in the businesses. Then the second prong of the approach is the charities themselves. The main one that people know mostly is grassroots.org, and that's an umbrella organization that serves 10,000 other charities. It provides free services for 10,000 other charities. Plus, we've built a bunch of other organizations online like relief.org, interns.org, volunteercenter.com, makechangetrust.org. One of the best ones is changetheworld.org, which is a partnership with the University of Maryland Business School plus a bunch of other universities where we have business school students providing free services to the charities that are members of grassroots.org and members of another popular charity called GuideStar, which rates the other charities and essentially authenticates that they're the real deal and gives them ratings and free services and works closely with grassroots.org.
Wow, that's really awesome. Now, you're also doing stuff with Gino that's SEO.com, right? Or that's you. So tell me a little bit about what's going to happen with SEO.com as you combine with webdevelop.com.
Yes, sir. Well, so the idea here is that we have a holistic approach for any business or even charity that we go online, or, again, we're doing a political party online. Is Better Government Party. So with this platform, we can provide a full suite of applications and services, blogging, social media. The most important stuff to me is the content with the SEO and PPC component, search engine optimizing plus pay-per-click advertising, where you I know you already know this, but where you compete for bidding for keywords that are pertinent to your site and pertinent to the sales you're attempting to make. So we can provide a whole range of these services using, you know, the best internet experts who are the management at SEO.com and at webdevelop.com with their associated sub-corporations, wholly owned subsidiaries, I guess they're called, like socialinteractive.com, for example.
Well, that's great. Now, Gino, you're based up in Boca.
Yep.
Okay, so, but this business is really a national and international business. You've got clients all around the world. I know you've got a bunch of Fortune 500 companies, and what you do is you help them create content and then distribute the content, and that increases their ability to be marketable and found on the internet.
Yep. Yes, we do, and that's one of the main benefits of small businesses working with us is that we actually service a lot of the Fortune 500 companies for SEO, PPC, and web develop. So you're really we take a local approach, meet with people directly in person. They get to come to our office, understand who we are, what our staff does, and we get to personally advise them on the best strategies, and that's really how we win our business and help our clients.
So just to be clear then, my radio show, I almost called it my little radio show, but it's not a little radio show anymore. It's my radio show, and it's macho, and it's big. That's all right, hold on a minute, Dave. You're getting out of here after next week. You're not allowed to give me an editorial comment like that. So my radio show is going to get the same treatment as, I don't know, all your clients.
Live Nation.
Live Nation? Well, mm-hmm. That gets me going right there. That gets me excited. I'm excited about that right there. So, you know, maybe we can even get some of them and get some cross-promotion done and stuff like that. And that's sort of what you do. You kind of stir it up with your guys?
Absolutely. That's another benefit is we have so many clients, thousands and thousands of clients that we can help our own clients as soon as they sign on with us that we inter-promote them.
Wow, that's a great word. I tried to say earlier today, what was the word that I stumbled? Actuarially, I think I couldn't say. So now we've got interpromote actuarially. I'm having like a big vocabulary day. It looks like I'm going to have to leave a couple of bucks in the vocabulary word bin outside because usually I'm limited to two syllables or 10 letters, which is what we should be telling people in here about their Twitter handle. Now, we've only got a minute left. So, Mike, if you could just tell people how they can best get a hold of you or your book or whatever. And Gino, if they can figure out, you'll be right next after Mike. Mike, you're up.
Sure. Well, my book is at makemillions.com, and I'm at mikeman.com. You can email me mikeman@mikeman.com. There's links to everything I do, all our businesses, charities, books, political stuff, all linked at mikeman.com.
Yeah, I knew that because I went to mikeman.com, but I have to ask for the radio. Gino, how about you? What's your websites, Twitters, blah, blah, blahs?
Mine's a little bit smaller, but you know, you can just go to webdevelop.com. And, my email
I'm sorry
is,
to hear that, Gino.
My email is gino@webdevelop.com.
Okay, we've been having fun. You're here on the Jim Fried we're here on Freedom Business. We've been here with Gino Raffaro and Mike Mann talking about social entrepreneurship and maximizing your website. We'll be right back with Sam Shandon talking about the economic outlook for commercial real estate in 2013. The music keeps rolling and I'm going. Dave, bring me back in a minute.
Nobody's helping anyway. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the door.